Hey everybody, it is Dee Dee LaPrack. I'm coming to you from the downtown San Francisco district of the Tenderloin. This is your short format show, Black Women with Other Brothers, for Monday, July 20th, 2020. Thanks for listening, subscribing, and recommending. I appreciate you so much, and I hope you are doing okay on this Monday. It's very interesting weather in San Francisco. July is the June gloom. And it's usually gray before noon, and then it burns off. Sometimes it doesn't, and it's blue. And then the wind comes up around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it starts getting gray again. That's our summertime. And then around September, October, it gets a little warmish. Anywho, here is what we're talking about today. We, as in three people, me, myself, and I, talking about doing no favors. And being selfish, doing no favors, part 1000. I think that's one of my doctrines, philosophies, especially as a Black woman. I like to frankly tell people that I am selfish, and those who are offended are the very people who would want to exploit me, which is sometimes why you have to come out and just say it, because most people are selfish, they just don't say it, and they assume, many, not all people assume, we Black women are to be used. Okay, so I'll give you an example. Would you like to hear it? I guess you don't have any choice, do you? You are my captive. No, you could turn this off at any time, and I'm glad you're not. So, today is Monday. I typically go to the farmer's market maybe every other week, and I went yesterday, Sunday. Farmer's market in San Francisco, Civic Center Farmers Market. It's been around since 1981. It's in the heart of the city. I really appreciate it. I know the farmers. I know how to get really good deals on produce. So, anyway, I have a fresh cut flower fetish. I cultivated this when my husband got diagnosed with cancer. And then I was his caregiver for a few years and I had to get over it. Then I had a couple deaths in the family. I lost two sisters within a year. They died the exact same day, a year apart. So that's a lot of trauma. And part of my healing toolkit is having flowers in my house. Like, I always have fresh cut flowers in my house. And I buy them from the farmer's market, sometimes Trader Joe's. If you have a Trader Joe's, a grocery store, they have really good selections. Their $3.99 bouquets are very nice. And Costco's, to me, Costco's flowers are more superior. They don't sell the budget bouquets. Their cheapest bunch is $9.99, but they last longer. The Costco flowers grocery store lasts longer than Trader Joe's. All right, I digress. So I know all these farmers, and I had been going to a stall, and they have beautiful looking flowers. The flowers, oh my goodness, these flowers, gorgeous. Just the colors look like a Disney cartoon. All these beautiful aquas, lavenders, yellows, blues, this bright pop art technicolor flowers, gorgeous in the way they arrange their bouquets. Just, oh my goodness, almost indescribable, the beauty. And I've been patronizing them. When I go to the farmer's market, I'd like to spread my money around. And some farmers, I will patronize them on every visit, and some I won't. And then I've been buying these beautiful flowers, and I noticed comparatively the flowers I was buying from this gorgeous stall, they were not lasting as long as the flowers from Costco or Trader Joe's. I noticed that maybe over a month, like, and it looked like some had been spray painted, or they just didn't last long. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stop patronizing them. There's no discussion when you decide to close your wallet to a person or a place. There's no, it's a one-sided, it's on your side. You don't talk to them like, oh yeah, well, I'm not giving you my money. You just stop patronizing them. So, okay, yesterday, me and my companion, a man, we went to the farmer's market, and I saw beautiful flowers. I bought, listen, here's what I bought. I bought a beautiful bouquet of tea roses, yellow, pink, white, red, and then like these beautiful tall flowers. I don't know what they're called. I've forgotten the name, and they open up. They're like on a stalk. I got those two for $5, all right? They look beautiful. And then I got a bunch of sunflowers for $2. gorgeous. And then day before yesterday, I went to Trader Joe's and got a bunch of pink flowers. They were $3.99. Beautiful. My house looks gorgeous. Okay, and this is less money than I was spending at the stall at the farmer's market. All right, I know I didn't make my point yet, but I'm getting there because this is a short podcast. It's going to be over soon, so let me make the point and how you get something out of this, or I hope you do, or maybe you, of course, you know this already. So we're at the farmer's market, and I'm carrying around these flowers that I bought from the other stalls, and the people who I'd been buying the flowers from, they were giving me like a look, like, "Are you going to come and buy our stuff too?" And me and my companion, we just, and then I told him what was going on. He's like, "Just keep walking on by." He said, "Walk on by." I didn't even wave at them like I owe them nothing. I owe them nothing. I could watch them watching me like they were sitting there watching. Now she's going to come and spend $10 or $15 on her flowers. I saw them like adding it up in their head. You know, kind of like when people take advantage of you. And I'm not saying they were, but I don't call myself an empath. I don't like all those kind of namby-pamby new wave, new age terms, but I have a certain sensitivity, and it does come from knowing how to read body language. And I was looking at their body language, and they were like waiting to get that money. And I walked by. I did not acknowledge them because why do I have to? We don't know each other's names. I'm just a customer. I don't owe them anything except being polite. And the point I am making is you don't owe anybody anything. Don't guilt trip, forget about it. It comes to somebody who is doing your kitchen hairstyling and you want to stop having her do your hair. You don't owe her an explanation, just like, "Okay, girl, I'm not going to use her this week." She doesn't have the right to say why. If she says why, like, "What do you mean why? Honey, I'm grown. I don't have to tell you why I'm not using you." And I felt, I know it sounds silly, but I felt free when I walked by them because I felt their energy. They wanted my money so bad, but in my heart of hearts, I know that although their flowers are beautiful, they are an inferior product. And I will not be patronizing them for a long time. They would have to improve the standard of their longevity of their blossoms. Like, am I buying some flowers? I want my flowers to last at least 7 days. If I'm buying a beautiful flowers and they start to wilt and the color's coming off within 3 days, then you're not getting my money. I've made my point, haven't I? Yes, you get my point. Just walk on by. You don't owe anybody anything. You don't. Now, I do want to add, because the last podcast, excuse me, show, the last show, I was laughing when I was talking about Megan the Stallion. I wasn't laughing at Megan the Stallion, Megan the Stallion. I was laughing, if you listen to it again, I was laughing at Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, because whenever I would talk about her, I would see Beetlejuice, and if you listen to the podcast before this, I just went into uncontrollable fits of laughter. Like, when I think about her and those big eyes she has, you know, the white space, and her forehead is so high and her hair comes back, it reminds me of the guy character Beetlejuice in that movie. As far as Megan Thee Stallion, I have a lot of empathy for her. I hope she has learned a valuable lesson. You don't hear about them shooting white prostitutes, do you? Do you hear them shooting white strippers? No. Do you hear them shooting? Maybe they do, the strippers. Do you hear them shooting one of the Kardashians' girlfriends? No. Why is it the black woman rapper gets shot in the foot? Because she's hanging out with guys that don't respect her. Now, I really hope this gave her a reality check and all of her followers, especially with the haters that are making fun of her on social media, basically saying,